Wonder Bread and Hostess Cakes bring you The Wonder Show, starring Jack Haley, with Lucille Ball, Virginia Beryl, Artie Auerbach, Ted Fiorito and his orchestra, and the Happy Wonder Bakers.
Hurrah for the Wonder Bakers!
Bring in the new. For the last time this year, we bring Jack Haley to you.
The years are passing in review. Time marches on.
Why don't you?
That's very funny, Gale, very funny. But really, I'm very happy tonight. New Year's will soon be here, and I've made a resolution not to get angry at anything. I'm going to have a real good time this New Year's.
Well, that's swell, Jack. Do you have any plans?
Have I any plans? I certainly have. I'm going to the Rose Bowl game.
A Rose Bowl game? Have you got a box seat?
No, that's the way my coat fits me.
But don't you think you'll be too tired to watch a football game after the wild New Year's Eve celebration?
Now, Gale, that's where you're wrong. You have the same misconception that a lot of people have about New Year's. Staying out all hours of the night, endangering their health, knocking themselves out, and having a wild time.
You mean you're not going to celebrate?
No, Gale, I learned my lesson last New Year's Eve. I went out to a cafe with Jack Benny and stayed there till 8 o'clock in the morning.
You stayed there until 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, I thought Benny would never pick up that check.
Oh. Jack, I really don't believe a word you're saying. I'll bet you haven't any place to go this New Year's Eve.
That's not true. I've got plenty of invitations to go places and do things, if I want to accept them. Why, do you know, first I'm supposed to go to Alice Faye's house, then I go to Loretta Young's, then I go to Hedy Lamarr's, and then I go to Edna Mae Oliver's.
Where do you go from there?
Back to Hedy Lamarr's.
Well, in that case, Jack, I guess there's no point in my inviting you to go to a New Year's party with me.
Of course not. Oh, a party? Did you say a party? Oh, where is it?
Well, Jack, we're going to a swell affair aboard a yacht, and I'd like to have you take my sister.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yes, and it's only $25 a person.
$25 a person?
Yes, Jack. Oh, but it won't cost you $25. After all, you're taking my sister.
Oh, I see.
Yes, it'll cost you $50.
There you are, Gil. That's what I mean. You have the same misconception that a lot of people have about New Year's Eve. Instead of staying out all hours of the night, carousing and having a wild time, you should spend the evening at home, quietly, in reflection, thinking.
Thinking? About the $50?
Yeah. No, 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 no. I'm going to spend a quiet evening. I'm going to the movie. Come in.
Mr. Haley?
Yes, sir.
Did you see men with wings?
Yes.
Which way did they go?
Wait a minute. Who are you?
Just an angel with a dirty face.
Happy New Year, Lucille.
Yes, Happy New Year.
What's so happy about it? I had a date with a fellow to go to the Coconut Grove on New Year's Eve, and at the last minute, he sends me a message he can't make it.
What's his excuse?
Oh, he says he's having a tooth pulled of all the ridiculous excuses.
Well, maybe it's true, Lucille. Maybe he is having a tooth pulled.
That's impossible.
Why?
He hasn't got any.
Oh, he's a sugar daddy. Oh.
He will be when I get hold of him. I'll put a lump on his head. Fine thing. Here I am with two tickets for the Coconut Grove and nobody to take me.
Well, I'm sure if you have two tickets and they're all paid for, why, I could, there certainly must be someone who could...
If you're hinting for me to take you, Jack, you're wasting your time.
Did you hear that, Gale? That's gratitude for you. Listen, Lucille, didn't I take you out last New Year's Eve? And didn't we have a swell time?
What do you mean, a swell time?
Well, we did as much as you can do on New Year's Eve. You asked me to take you to a place where waiters would be scurrying to and fro with trays of food, where the lights would be shining brightly, and where horns would be blowing all night. And I took you there, didn't I?
Yes, that's what I'm complaining about.
Where did Jack take you, Lucille?
To a drive-in restaurant.
Can I help it if I like hamburgers?
Well, there's one thing you can be sure of, Jack, and I won't take you to this New Year's Eve party. Oh, I've got to have a real live wire. Say, Ted...
Yes, Lucille.
You've been around a lot. Do you know of a handsome, educated, well-dressed, witty young man who will act as my escort for a New Year's Eve party?
Yes, Lucille, but I can't go.
You can't go. Gee, Ted, conceited.
Isn't he?
I have a right to be conceited. Women spoil me. Every time I go into the lingerie department of a store, I hear women say, "Isn't that Teddy adorable?"
Isn't that cute? Say, Ted, where are you going to celebrate New Year's Eve?
I don't know. I don't even know why people celebrate New Year's, Jack. How did New Year's start anyway?
You don't know? Why, everybody knows what New Year's is.
Well, what is it?
Well, New Year's?
Yeah.
Well, it's, well, you see, a long time ago, a couple of people got together and they thought that, well, Ted, you've seen a picture of Father Time, the man with the long white beard?
Yes.
Well, at the beginning of last year, he started out as a little baby. And now at the end of the year, he has a long white beard and he's all bent over. Now, you know why he's bending over?
Sure. He's looking for the little baby.
No, no, Ted. New Year's Eve happened because, well, you see, time is regulated by the planets. There's Leo the lion, Pisces the fish, and Capricorn the goat. And now, what's the bull?
Ferdinand.
Oh. Oh, no. It's Taurus. Look, Ted, here's how New Year's started. The Earth revolves around the sun. And you see, there are 12 months in the year. And 30 days has September, April, June, and November. And then there's the constellation. I almost left that out. That's important, too. You see, they revolve on their axis, and that's why. See? see what I mean, Ted?
Yes, Jack, but how did New Year start?
Somebody found a calendar and go away and let me alone, will you? Come in.
Mr. Haley, I'm from the engineering department. We've had several complaints about the reception on this program. Do you mind if I test your microphone?
Not at all. Go right ahead.
Hello, Elmer. A one, a two, a three, a testing. A one, a two, a three, a testing. How is it, Elmer?
Coming through all right, Hector.
I guess you're right, Elmer. It must be the joke.
Ted.
I get it. A one, a two, a three, a play.
Such a firm believer in spending a quiet evening at home reflecting on New Year's Eve, I'd come down to the Trocadero where you're working and dance to your scintillating music.
Well, why don't you come down, Jack? The place has just been renovated. The walls aren't finished yet, but the boss told me it will be finished tomorrow night.
Really, Ted? What did he say?
He said on New Year's Eve, the whole place will be plastered.
Thanks, Ted, but I'm going to spend the night quietly at home. Besides, everyone knows I don't drink.
Oh, yeah? What were you doing last New Year's Eve with that bottle in your mouth?
I was blowing it up. I thought it was a balloon. Such freshness.
Preston.
Oh, that reminds me.
Reminds you what, Gail?
To get the best bread for your money, check these 4 points. Freshness, texture, fragrance, flavor. You'll choose Wonder Bread on these 4 points, we believe. To date, more than 500,000 women have compared all breads at their grocers for texture, fragrance, and flavor. 89 out of every 100 judged Wonder Bread the finest bread of all. Try fresh Wonder Bread tomorrow. You'll be glad you did. You see what I mean, Jack?
I see. That's right. I get all 4 points.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Virginia. What's on your mind?
Well, Jack, I meant to stay home tomorrow night, but at the last minute, I received 2 tickets for a swell New Year's Eve affair.
2 tickets? Are they paid for?
Sure, Jack, and I'm simply dying to go, and you're the first one I thought of.
Oh, gee, thanks, Virginia.
Say, are you doing anything New Year's Eve?
Let me think. No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, can you be at my house tomorrow night at 8 o'clock?
Yes, of course. Certainly.
Oh, gee, that's swell. I want you to stay home with my grandmother. She gets awful lonesome.
Now, Virginia, who's going to take you out New Year's Eve?
Oh, I'll find somebody.
That's swell. For a moment, you had me worried. Oh, pardon me, Jack. There's a man outside to see you. He's been waiting for a couple of hours. He says it's very important.
Well, all right, show him in.
Okay, Jack.
This isn't too bit jolly. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la, my cop. Here you are.
Are you the gentleman who has been impatiently cooling his heels in the outer sanctum?
Yeah, could be.
Well, what is it you want?
Well, I understand that you're looking for a place to go New Year's Eve. So, examine my car.
Oh, let's see. It says here, Wiffel Villa Hotel. J. Kitzel. What is that? J. Kitzel and Co.
Yeah.
Well, what does the Co. stand for? Company?
No, for Cohen. That's my partner.
But you've only got C.O. here.
Well, he's only a half partner. Oh, come, little man. Don't dilly-dilly. We're having a wonderful affair on New Year's Eve, and you simply got to go.
Well, just what are you offering?
Well, first you get a wonderful 7-course dinner.
7-course dinner?
Yeah, 6 grapes and a finger bowl. And not to mention marvelous service. Every guest has 3 waiters. Isn't that nice?
3 waiters? Do you need that many?
Well, to be sure. One gives you the check, and the other 2 revives you. Oh, my.
I don't think I'm going to like your place.
Oh, pish-posh, Mr. Haley. You'll simply fall in love with it. Wait until you see your room.
My room?
Yes, you got a lovely room. On a clear day, you can see your bed.
Now, just a minute. What bed? I don't want to live in your hotel. If I go there, I just want to eat and dance. I don't see why I need a bed.
Did you ever eat our food before?
No, I didn't.
Take my word, you'll need a bed.
I could use one right now.
Yes.
Well, all right, what do you charge? What do you charge for the room and bed?
Well, now, that depends. Would you like a room with an adjoining washcloth?
Never mind the washcloth. How much is the room and bed?
Well, let me see. I got 2 prices. $1 and $1.50.
What's the difference?
Well, with the $1.50 one, you get a mattress. And mind you, that's not all. We also got rooms with Moifi beds. $1 and $2.
Well, what's the difference?
With the $2 one, Moifi doesn't snore. It's an up-to-date establishment.
Do you have any entertainment?
Oh, indeed we do, ma'am. Why, do you know I have a chorus that's so well-trained, it looks like one girl is dancing.
Is that so? Yeah. How many in it?
1 girl.
Is that the only entertainment you have?
Only entertainment. You want more? I myself, personally, will go up on the stage and do a fan dance for you.
Would you like to do a fan dance?
I'd be tickled. We also have a beautiful ballroom, and if you make a reservation now, you'll get the best seat in the place.
Well, I hope that at least you've got a good band.
Have I got a band? Why, I got practically 6 pieces.
What do you mean, practically 6 pieces?
5 and a drum.
How much will all this cost?
Well, New Year's, we expect to be busy, so we advance the prices just a tinchy-winchy bit to $1.25 special.
Oh, that's great. You've certainly convinced me. I'll be there, and I'm looking forward to see you there, too.
You wouldn't see me there.
Why not?
I should eat in such a dorm. I'm going to the Trocadero. Here's the season to be jolly.
Such a voice he has. Come here a minute, Virginia. Will you sing something nice for us? Something about New Year's, maybe?
All right, Jack. I'd like to sing the title song of your new picture, Thanks for Everything. Thanks for everything, every word, every sigh, every kiss. Thanks for everything, for bringing me moments like this. For taking the skies abray and making them blue. For taking my cares away, I took my heart to you. So thanks for everything, every thrill in your tender caress. Thanks to you alone for all that I'll ever possess. You gave me my reason to dream and made every dream come true. There's nothing in the world I wouldn't do to be worthy of you. For any time that I am ever blue, you come smiling through. You're my sunny day, you're my only inspiration. Here's all that I can say to show you my appreciation. Thanks for everything, every memory of songs we have sung. And each time you call, I'm thankful the telephone's rung. For walking these clouds of gray and making them blue. For chasing the clouds away, I tip my heart to you. Oh, thanks for everything. Even thanks for our quarrels so few. Thanks to you alone for making an old love so new. You gave me my reason to dream and made every dream come true. And so, for everything, my thanks.
Century Fox thanks you, too. Say, Gail, with millions of people all over the country working up New Year's resolutions, you ought to have a lot of good ideas on the subject.
Well, Jack, how's this? Tomorrow, don't buy just any bread. Instead, try the kind hundreds of thousands of women have impartially judged to be the very finest bread of all. Slow-baked Wonder Bread. To date, more than 500,000 women have compared all good bread at their grocers for texture, fragrance, flavor. And 89 out of every 100 have judged Wonder Bread best of all. And Wonder Bread is absolutely fresh. Tomorrow, pick up a loaf at your grocer. Note that Wonder Bread has the springy firmness of freshly baked bread. It isn't dry, tough, hard, nor soft and mushy, nor full of large irregular air holes. Wonder Bread is different because it's slow baked, about 13% longer than many ordinary kinds. Thus, Wonder Bread retains more of the freshness, fragrance, flavor. Order Wonder Bread tomorrow. Start enjoying bread that's not only fresh, but has, in addition, better texture, better fragrance, better flavor.
Well, say, Jack.
Yes, Virginia?
You know, I was just thinking, if you're going to spend New Year's Eve with my grandmother, you'll certainly have to do something to entertain her.
Oh, gee, Virginia, how can I entertain your grandmother?
Well, I'll tell you, you can play piggyback with her like you did last time.
Oh, nothing doing. Last time I played piggyback with her, I fell off.
No.
I know what. Maybe I can tell her a story.
Well, that's right. You'd love a story, Jack.
Oh, and I know a swell one, too, about Francois Villon, the great vagabond poet, the Robin Hood of France.
He loved his country so much, he always carried a map of it in his back pocket. You could really say he had France in his pants. The scene takes place in a wretched dive in Paris, where a desperate band of men await the return of their leader, François Villon. Monsieur Fiorito, la musique, s'il vous plaît.
By the gendarme. Here's the manhole cover. Shall we go by the sewer, monsieur?
Sewer!
Very well. Help me lift up the cover. Ah, there she is. Now, quickly, down the ladder, men. This way. King's palace lies ahead. Jeepers creepers, but it's dark and damp in here. Sound like a French hillbilly. Listen, there is something coming. Row!
My goodness, Francois, what is that?
It is the ale crew. They must be lost. But come, we must go on. Beneath the king's palace. I'll go through that secret door. You stay here and keep watch.
Stop where you are! Who are you?
I am François Villon. I have come to see the king.
You have come to see the king?
Yes, I want an audience.
You could use one.
But I wish to see the king.
You cannot see him. The king is in conference with his generals, but here comes the Queen Mary.
Ah, Queen.
You may call me Madam.
Ah, Madam Queen. I am François Villon. I would like to have a few moments with you.
Have you got an appointment?
Yeah, but I'll break it.
I have heard of you, Francois Vian. You are the well-known vagabond poet and the greatest lover in France.
The greatest lover, oui. And I can prove it. Kiss me.
I do not want to.
Why not? My kiss is like a poem.
Not with those buck teeth.
What? What have my buck teeth got to do with these?
When you kiss, there is more tooth than poetry.
Ah, but queen, we are forgetting about the people. They are hungry. I shall open the window so you can hear their cries.
We want bread. We want bread. We want bread.
All right, here is bread.
We want Wonder Bread.
We are all out of Wonder Bread.
What will we do?
Let them eat hostess cake.
To your majesty. Your majesty.
What is it, guard?
The enemy is pounding at the gate. The Duke of Burgundy is at the east gate, and the Duke of Normandy is at the west gate.
Isn't there anyone who can stop those dukes?
Yes, Southern California. Here comes the king himself. Perhaps I can plead my cause for the people with him. Tell me, sire, are you the king?
I am.
Your Highness.
5'8".
Oh, sire, I have come to plead for your subjects. For 26 days they have not eaten.
They should force themselves.
You don't understand, sire. The people, they are suffering from hunger.
I suffer from hunger, too.
You?
Yes. Do you remember that pretty girl that used to be around the court?
Yes, I do.
The Queen Hunger.
But, sire.
Sire. The Duke of Burgundy has the city surrounded. Run for your lives. Run for your lives.
My cause is lost. I must save my life for my people. Get me a horse.
All the horses have been killed.
Then get me a carriage.
All the carriages have been burned.
Then I'll have to escape by water. Get me a boat. Get me a boat.
Go. 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 Go.
By the ale crew again. How about a lift, fellas?
Sure, buddy. Hop in.
Look out. They're going to shoot.
Go, through. Go, through. Go.
For you, Gail. Well,
what's that, Virginia?
I know somebody who listens to what you say.
No.
Yes, and acts on it. Now, I served Hostess cupcakes at dinner tonight, and were they popular? Mmm, that luscious, rich devil's food just melts in your mouth, and their creamy icing is a dream.
Oh, swell, Virginia. But really, ladies, all I want to add is that you know Hostess cupcakes must be delicious, must be different, when you remember that they're actually guaranteed better than homemade. We ask you to bake cupcakes at home with your finest recipe. Compare them. If Hostess cupcakes aren't better, don't cost you less, you get double your money back. So look for Hostess cupcakes on your grocer's counter tomorrow. They're guaranteed absolutely fresh. Try a package of 2 Hostess cupcakes for only 5 cents. You'll be very glad you did.
Hollywood, California, December 30th, 1938. Dear Diary, looks like I'll have to spend a real sane New Year's Eve tomorrow night. But maybe it's just as well, because I want to be alone. I think I'll go somewhere where it's nice and quiet. I'll go to the theater that's showing my latest picture. There'll be nobody there to bother me. Dear Diary, this is your man Friday, wishing you and everyone a very happy and prosperous New Year.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, yo-ho ahead. We are the bakers of Wonder Bread. For Mama and Papa and Nellie and Ned, and also for little sister. We are the bakers in spotless white, who tend the polish in shining bright, who bid you now a happy good night. Hurrah for the Wonder Bakers! Yo-ho! Yo-ho! Yo-ho!
Lucille Ball is currently appearing in RKO's Next Time I Marry. Jack Haley plays picture Thanks for Everything for 20th Century Fox has been acclaimed one of the best. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.